Hello, 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 and welcome to the 118th episode of the Cracked Die Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Sean, and well, today is St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? I hope everyone's having a great St. Patrick's Day, and I hope everybody can tune in and join us this weekend, March 19th, for a new episode of Absalom and Order. I'm looking forward to finally getting back into this game and seeing what craziness and terribleness is in store for us. Now, I have some very, very exciting news. The Cracked Die Podcast is in the process of hiring a professional editor. Now, that is so, so exciting for me because that is going to free Matt, Haya, and myself up to provide you with more content. Are we going to be doing a new show next week? Absolutely not. Are we going to be able to fulfill all of our promises to our patrons now? Absolutely. Are we going to be able to be freed up to create homebrew content for our patrons? Absolutely. It is through our patrons' generosity that we are in the position to hire an editor. And that makes me so, so very, very, very excited. Now, if you would like to join these lovely, wonderful people, join us at patreon.com/crackdiepodcast. Take a look. We have a link in the notes section of the show. Please, any little bit will help. It will help us be able to pay our editor what they deserve, and they have been very nice and negotiated with us so that we can use them for every episode, every month. That is so exciting. This also means that we are going to be able to engage with our patrons way more than we have in the past. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much to our patrons for getting us to this point. A professional audio editor will make all the sounds coming into your ears sound better. It's still us providing the content, so they can only do so much magic. But we are super excited about this. Okay, episode 118. Let's head to the table. Welcome to the 118th episode of the Cracked Die Podcast.
We're still here, baby.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm just terrified because I'm pretty sure I fought these things in a different AP and these are horrifying.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They're wonderful. They're beautiful. They're beautiful and unique snowflakes. Well, last time you guys dealt with three members of the Scarlet Triad on the sixth floor of Tassin Tower, and you came up to the seventh floor and you found these two alchemical golems that Twin Talon realized are pretty beefy and resistant to a lot of things. And he came in and he smacked one with a hammer and did some damage, and then knife sword casted some chilling darkness and critted and really messed up one of the alchemical golems. Messed him up so much he turned them incorporeal. So just so we know what incorporeal does, an incorporeal creature or object has no physical form. It can pass through solid objects, including walls. When inside an object, an incorporeal creature can't perceive, attack, or interact with anything outside the object. And if it starts its turn in an object, it is slowed one. Corporeal creatures can pass through an incorporeal creature, but they can't end their turn in its movement space. An incorporeal creature cannot attempt strength-based checks against physical creatures or objects, only other incorporeal ones, unless those objects have the ghost touch property rune. Likewise, a corporeal creature can't attempt strength-based checks against an incorporeal creature or objects. Incorporeal creatures usually have immunity to effects or conditions that require a physical body, like disease, poison, and precision damage. They usually have resistance against all types of damage except from strikes with the ghost touch property rune. Double the resistance against non-magical damage.
Question.
Yes.
You said incorporeal objects can pass through walls. So we're on the sixth floor. Shouldn't he go down?
They can. They don't fall through the planet.
Well, not the planet, but this is walls, floor, same thing.
I think it's more they can elect to, but they are not compelled to.
Okay. Just saying, that's all.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the effort.
So what I would like to suggest, though, is that that golem is really mad at Darkhold and doesn't realize that it's incorporeal. So it charges him, ends up on the outside of the tower, then becomes corporeal at the end of Knifeswords' turn, and it falls 7 stories.
That I'm fine with.
I'm just saying, that seems like an appropriate response.
There's only one problem with that, unfortunately.
What's that?
He's incorporeal for 6 turns.
No. He's incorporeal till the end of your next turn. He is slowed for 6 turns.
Oh.
So this might be me getting first and second edition Pathfinder confused, as I often do. Are ranged attacks still strength-based attacks?
Do you roll and add your strength modifier to the attack?
Do I?
You can see their check.
Range. Dexterity modifier. Range attack uses dexterity.
Yeah, so for whatever reason, you can shoot things, but you can't punch them. I don't understand why they did that, because by that same logic, Twin Talon uses dex for his attacks with melee weapons, so he can become incorporeal, you can't hit him, and he can just murder the shit out of everyone. Like, it's like, I don't think that's how that's supposed to work.
Right. Okay, so let's rule that we can't do that. So what I will say is this kind of mindless alchemical golem is going to still go through its normal attack stuff. It's just not going to be able to hit anyone because it doesn't know the difference. So you see this golem, the one to the south, the one away from Twin Talon. You see him reach into his like chest component, pull out a vial, takes a finger, and all of this is of course just very cinematic, and from the finger fills this empty vial.
Hey, Soraya, if this wasn't terrifying, you should get one of these.
I can't see it, but I'd very much like to.
It's basically a tap.
You see a thick blue liquid fill this vial, and then it tosses it at Knifeswords. But again, it's incorporeal, so it passes through the wall, and you don't see what happens.
Do we hear anything?
Nope, the wall's too thick.
Okay, that's cool.
All right. So that's its turn. Next up is this person. You see someone throw open the doors behind Twin Talon. Opening doors is one action. Then third action would be to draw a crossbow.
Oh boy.
What's going on out there?
Now, the alchemical golem in front of you, Twin Talon.
Uh-huh.
You see it open, reach into that little chest container again, and it again rolls, or sorry, well, it does roll. You see it bring the vial up to its finger, and the vial fills up with green, with a green liquid, and it throws the bomb directly at you.
Okay.
And let's see if I hit. Does a 30 hit you?
It does, unfortunately.
Right. Doesn't splash anyone, but it does deal 16 points of poison damage to you.
Okay. Is there any save for that, or that's just the attack, and that's it?
That's just the attack. No other effects.
Okay.
That was 2 actions. And then its third action is it is going to try and take one of the syringe fingers that it has and stab you with it.
Uh-huh. Well, on the bright side, it's its second attack for the round.
Does a 29 hit you?
Ugh, yeah.
Can you roll me a d6? I want you to decide your fate.
1.
All right. You take 2d6 acid damage.
Ow.
Is that an acid flask?
It's a syringe, he said.
Yeah, he stuck a syringe into his shoulder and injected him with this.
Oh, and injected him with acid? Eesh.
Yeah, so you take 11 points of damage.
Ow.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
Twin Talon's going to say, hey, not cool, dude. Not cool.
No. Bad golem. So from behind you, Twin Talon, through the doors, you see a bald-headed lady show up.
They are in front of me.
In front of you. You see a bald-headed lady show up. She draws her crossbow after moving and loads her crossbow. And then lastly, you see a third bald lady show up. She also has a loaded and drawn crossbow.
Okay.
All right. Soraya, it is now your turn.
All right. I'm going to have to move up to see anything that's happening. So this gets... Ooh, okay. All of a sudden, there it all is. 30 feet of movement. Perfect. I am going to... Okay, so this one is the incorporeal one?
Yeah.
So I could... I think I'm going to Thunderstone. I'm going to go with a moderate Thunderstone, which I'm going to aim at this guy.
Okay. He is not flat-footed to you.
Does a 33 hit him?
A 33 will hit.
Okay. So a Thunderstone does 2d4 sonic damage and 2 sonic splash.
Okay.
And everyone within 10 feet of the space in which the stone exploded, which unfortunately, I'm sorry, includes you, Twin Talon, has to make a DC, what is my class DC? 29 fortitude save.
Okay.
Or be deafened until the end of its next turn.
All right, fortitude save. Start with the golem and then the other golem.
It was the further corner, so the one that's actually right next to the sneak, so they also get hit with the splash.
So the DC is 29, so the alchemical golems both save.
Okay.
And one of the Scarlet Triad members who comes out does not, and then the other two do.
Okay.
So the one to the south, the southmost Scarlet Triad member that came out.
Yeah. The one that's in between the two golems is deafened.
And then 5 damage to the golem itself.
5 damage to the golem itself and 2 splash to at least those 2 Scarlet Triad sneaks that are close to it. The one that's deafened and the one right above it.
Great. Thank you.
And Twin Talon rolled a 34 on his be deafened check, so he's okay.
All right. I'm glad you are not deafened.
Yeah, me too.
And then I am going to ghost charge the southern one for nat 1, but I have a hero point, right? It's the start of a new half.
Everyone has a hero point because we just started. Yes, you get a hero point.
Nat 20.
Heck yes.
Draw your crit card.
Drawn my crit card. 26. Bomb or spell. Normal damage in the target is restrained using your class DC as the DC to escape. It's called Strange God.
Goo, I think. Strange Goo.
Sorry, Strange Goo. The D and the O are very similar, and I was very confused about that as well.
Yeah. Fonts, they're important.
Especially because it's fairly small on my screen. I was very confused. Okay, yeah, so Strange Goo.
Strange Goo. So normal damage.
Boo. It's still 2d8 positive damage and 2 positive splash. That was usually it only harms undead creatures and creatures with negative healing. A primary target that takes damage from the ghost charge becomes enfeebled 1 until the start of your next turn. And they're designed to explode even on contact with spiritual substance, making them ideal for damaging the incorporeal undead.
Okay. How much damage?
I'm rolling it. 10 damage.
That's okay. And somehow this incorporeal creature is now restrained as well.
It's so what I'm imagining it is it's just like a bunch of specially treated salt that are now just like locking it in place because it didn't realize it would get inside of its incorporeal form.
That's true. It doesn't realize it's incorporeal, so it just thinks it's stuck there, even though it could move through it.
No, I'm just saying the ghost charge itself, because it's designed to hit incorporeal things, is...
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. And is that your turn? You moved, you threw, and you threw. Brianna, it is your turn.
Okay. Time to see what the fuss is about. I'm going to come down the stairs. Oh, this is nice.
The one to the north is corporeal, and the one to the south is incorporeal.
And held in place and enfeebled.
Yeah.
I didn't see the one becoming incorporeal. Nobody said anything to me, so she's just gonna move here, probably get smacked, but that's fine. Don't care. And wail on this thing. And I can only do it once.
I don't know that it's invisible. I think it's just like immaterial, like a ghostly figure.
Yeah, ghostly image.
I don't know what I hit it with. She'll just stand here and look stupid, I guess. I don't know.
Or you could hit it with your shield. I mean, you have 2 more actions.
Yeah, you have shield bash.
I don't think I have 2 more. How much did I move?
Remember, you're 25 feet faster.
No, I'm 5 feet faster.
Or 5 feet faster, sorry.
Say 25 feet faster is... lot faster.
But I think you could have gotten there with one movement if you would have got to behind Twin Talon, saw what was going on, and then stepped up next to him.
Sure.
Yeah, that's only 20 feet.
Then I will smack the, or attempt to smack the incorporeal one with my shield, I suppose.
I don't think you hit the incorporeal one, but you could hit the corporeal.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Unless that's what you said, I'm sorry.
I don't know anymore. I'm just going to smack something and hope for the best.
Okay.
There is a lot happening in this thing. This map is very crowded.
Yep. That's a 39.
Nice.
A 39 is a, hang on, critical hit.
What?
Also, don't forget to draw your card, please.
Okay. Still fucking normal damage. And stay down. Normal damage. Crit effect. The target is knocked prone and stunned too.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah. All right. So knocked prone and stunned too.
You take 10 points of damage.
These guys are really cool. And I just wanted to do something with them. That's all I wanted to do.
You hit me twice with them.
Yeah.
All right.
Make me feel better. Oh, no, sorry. Rihanna, you have one more action.
I guess I'll raise the shield.
Shield has been raised. Ooh, now it is your turn.
I feel like I've been waiting for years. It's all right. I hear all this excitement happening, and I'm getting so excited that I rage, and I don't know how far anything is from me, so I do a sudden charge, which should only take one action from what I understand because I have the effect of mighty rage. Is that correct? That's how that works?
So if you want to use sudden charge, you can rage for two actions instead of one, and then you can sudden charge.
And it will not cost me anything? Or sudden charge is still an action, so it will be still three actions.
So if you just rage with one action, you can do a free rage action that costs you only one action.
Okay.
If you rage with two actions, you can do a free rage action that costs you up to two. So for two actions, you can get the effect of rage and also sudden charge and have one action left over.
I feel like I remember the last time you explained this to me. I'm like, you're going to have to explain it again. You're like, okay. Thank you. I will do that then. And I will sudden charge into the room.
You have to go up the steps first. Yeah, there you go. So you can get between the two of them for 30 feet of movement. What is your movement?
I have 25 feet, but because I have sudden charge, I can take two movement.
Move, action, and still strike.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can get right in front of Brianna if you wanted to, and that's only 30 feet. Or you can move down even closer to one of the Scarlet Triad members, and that would be 40.
I think getting rid of this golem is probably our biggest concern. Is that correct?
I mean, it's already been beat up a bit, so taking it out would be better than just leaving everybody wounded.
So, Hulk smash!
All right, swing away.
28.
Will hit.
20 damage.
20, and that's with your adamantine. That's full damage. All right, it's still there, but it's on its back like a turtle.
And I get one more action. Okay, so I will strike again.
Okay.
25.
Will hit.
Yay! 21.
All right, and that's the end of the first round. Twin Talon.
All right. So in the spirit of murdering this golem faster than it can murder us, Twin Talon will try to smash the golem with his light mace.
Would you like to reactive murder off of Boo?
Do you get reactive murder in this instance?
I do. Yeah, I was going to do it off of Brianna. I get distracted very easily.
That's okay. Ooh, shiny. And let's not forget that Boo has an aura. Helps people.
It is. Give me a second. I have here.
Saves versus fear.
Yes.
Yes, there you go.
Okay. So with my reactive murder off of Ooh's battle axe attack, I roll a natural 20 for a 41. Does that hit?
There are so many words that I want to say to you there. None of them are polite.
Uh-huh.
Like, good job. Congratulations. Excellent roll.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes, that is a crit.
All right. I got my teeth. The target must succeed at a DC 5 flat check to cast spells with the verbal component until healed. But more importantly, it's double damage.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
So, I love that. I love that cascade. It's meh damage, I guess partly because it's the smaller die size, but that is 52 damage.
Would you like to describe your kill?
Sure. As the thing lays on the ground, it's moving like a turtle. Twin Talon just takes the opportunity to line up a shot on the brain and just uses the mace to shatter the enclosure for the brain. And as it, a chemical goo spills out, sliding the brain across the floor, and it hits against the far wall with a sound.
There's valuable reagents in there.
Okay, so with that, Taisani's going to come up, see what's going on, see how Brianna's doing. Also, Twin Talon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Eye roll.
Yep.
And she'll move up to be just to the northeast of the Scarlet Triad member who's in the door frame.
All right.
And then Twin Talon will walk up and using his first action to move, second action to attack. Blech. 24. I'm guessing it's a miss.
That'll miss. Thank goodness.
Even flat-footed.
Oh, hang on. Yes, it will still miss.
I'm gonna hang out my hero point for now. And I'm gonna attack with my second attack. 32 to hit.
Okay. That'll hit.
Okay. And he's going to put debilitating strike on that one. And it'll do 29 damage to.
Ooh. All right. Next up is Knife Sword.
You know, it worked well last time, so who am I to change up? I'm gonna do Chilling Darkness on the other golem again.
It is still
Is it?
Until the end of your turn.
Yeah, until the end of your turn, so.
Okay, that changes it. How would gravity affect it?
I don't think it would.
Sure about that?
I wish it did, but I don't think it would.
Yes.
It has no physical form. Pass through solid objects inside an object. Can't perceive. Incorporeal creatures have immunity to effects or conditions that require a physical body, so I'm assuming that would.
It can still take force damage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so like a magic missile?
Yeah, let's do a...
I mean, it's immune to magic, but yes.
Let's do a 3-action level 5 magic missile.
Okay.
Locking and loading. 29.
29 damage. It is now the alchemical golem who is no longer on the ethereal... or is incorporeal, not ethereal. Incorporeal will pop back into existence, into the real world. Look at everything that's going on, realize it's still a golem, and it's going to stab at Ooh with a syringe. Does a 37 hit you, Ooh?
Yes.
Does it crit you?
It does not.
Oh! Alright, roll me a d6, please. A 6. Ooh, what does that do? That looks fun.
I feel like it's never good when the GM says that.
Yeah, no. No, no, it's not fun. No! You're not allowed.
Okay, on a 6. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
It's definitely not good when the GM does that.
Right?
All right. I need you, Ooh, to make a fortitude save, which you'll probably succeed and knock out of the park.
23?
Oh, no.
That is a fail.
Oh, boy.
Do you have a hero point?
I think I do.
Yes, you do. You do. You have one.
Do I want to? Yeah, we'll use it now. I don't think we're doing anything else this round. We're not going any further upstairs. Let's go.
All right. Reroll that fortitude save.
Oh, man. Please don't be worse. 31.
Nice.
Go. Go. All right. You pass.
Okay.
So you're going to take 2d6. So you see a yellowish green viscousy fluid come through the syringe and go into your body.
I got a critical success because I have Juggernaut.
God damn it, you're right. So it just injects into you and you kind of feel like your stomach turns for a second and then you're fine. Then the golem will reach out its other syringy finger and stab into Brianna.
Rude.
This is my favorite part of the show.
When Brianna says rude?
No, when Sean uses his negative attack modifiers against the heavily armored tank of the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 34.
Wow. Okay. That is my AC.
Yes. All right. Roll D6.
All right.
I take it back. I'm not a fan of this.
Good job, Matt. 5.
5. You see the same color green that you guys found in the vial injects into you, and you take 10 points of poison damage.
Fun. Thank you.
And then it's going to try and get Ooh one more time with its last attack. Here we go. syringe.
Crit fail. Crit fail. Crit fail.
21?
Fail.
Actually, it doesn't do that.
Why?
Because it slowed one.
Oh, it is. Matt,
you're such a jerk, Matt. Take a hero point for remember.
Okay.
So mad. All right, that's my turn. All right, next is this Scarlet Triad member. Let's see. I can see Ooh. So, Ooh, a crossbow bolt comes from out of the doorway. I'm going to give you a plus one to your AC. Allies don't provide cover anymore, do they? No. So here comes a crossbow at Ooh. Does a 35 hit?
It do.
Okay. Give me a fortitude save.
Which I will knock out of the park.
Ugh, I know you will.
Your words.
We're not kidding, though.
40.
Critical success.
Yeah.
So you just take 19 points as a crossbow bolt lands in your chest.
Just, you know, it's fine, whatever.
Yeah, just. And then they're going to reload and they're going to shoot at you again.
Does Brianna want to use her reaction?
Sure.
I mean, you're right behind her, yeah.
Yeah, she's right in front of you. So you get 13 back.
Okay. Thanks, my hero.
You can also take two steps if you would like.
Me take two steps in any direction or?
Yep.
I'm actually going to stay here. I have a strategy for it.
Okay. Well, the second crossbow bolt comes at you and I roll a 3 for a 17.
A critical fail.
Sound like my father. You are dazzled until the end of my next turn.
I am dazzled?
No, I am, because I critically failed. Your armor glints.
Ping!
And the shine from your codpiece just blinds this Scarlet Triad member.
That sounds right.
Yep. It's Ooh, of course it is. So now the deafened Scarlet Triad member is gonna look around, see what's been going on, aim at Twin Talon, and shoot their crossbow at Twin Talon. I rolled a natural 1.
I'll allow it.
Does a 20 hit you?
No.
So that is a critical failure on my first attack, which, you know, love it. Love it so much.
I mean, I love it.
Head rush, sickened 2. So not only am I deaf, I am also sickened. My inner ear is just messing with me.
-2 to everything?
Yeah.
Cool.
They're going to reload and they're going to take their second shot at Twin Talon. 17.
That is a critical failure.
Oh my goodness. What is going on? My spleeny bits. You become wounded 1.
So they're deaf, they're sickened, they're wounded.
Oh my goodness. That was the worst at round I've had in a long, long time. So the one directly to your west, the one right in front of you, Twin Talon, takes the crossbow, puts it right up to your chest, and says, "Dodge this." As they try and shoot you for a 32.
That is a hit.
Can you please give me a fortitude save?
25.
25 is a success, not a critical success. So that means you are... Wait a minute. Does that mean you were poisoned?
That means I am not poisoned.
You are not poisoned. Sorry. Yeah. You are good. But you do take 17 points of damage from the crossbow bolt that hit you. She is going to reload and then aim at Soraya and shoot again. Does a 19 hit?
That is a critical failure, my friend.
I'm glad I'm going through all of the things. Weapon problem. If the attack used a projectile weapon, something on the weapon malfunctions, requiring you to spend 2 interact actions to fix. So you just see the bolt fly by you, and then you see the wire that the crossbow comes off hit the wall next to you too.
I would say I tut and shake my head just like amateurs.
It is now Soraya's turn.
All right, so tell me before I decide to do this whether or not it's possible. I just want to run up, dive into the wreckage of that golem, come up with something alchemical, and fling it at the Scarlet Triad people.
It does not work.
Just wanted to know.
That's fair.
I figured it would be a really cool cinematic moment, but I guess not.
Yeah.
No. I'm grumpy right now.
Kidding. I can't just skid over there, roll the d6 like it wouldn't throw a bomb. This is what I do. Anyway, no, I'm totally joking.
No, I know. I know.
No, what I am going to do is I have infinite moderate alchemist fires. So I'm gonna do that. 38, and I'm aiming at the Scarlet Triad woman right in front of Ooh.
The Scarlet Triad woman in front of Ooh, who has all of the effects on them.
Yeah, that one.
A 38 is a critical success.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. So it's 2d8 fire, 2 persistent, 2 splash.
And a card.
And a card. So just for the record, it's 11 damage before the card. Let's see what else happens. Number 54, which was submitted by Doombeard. Bomb or spell? Oh dear. Tapping a ley line. As you cast your spell, digging deep into the reservoirs of your power, you inadvertently tap into unseen ley line. The burst of magical power bestows back upon you the raw energy you need to cast spells. You regain an equal number of spell levels as the spell that triggered this critical. For example, if you cast a 4th level spell, you can regain up to 4 levels, or 1/3 and 1/1, etc., as long as it adds up. Spell levels not used to restore a spell are lost, and you cannot gain more spells than you have empty spell slots. So would that give me reagents back instead? Or should I just draw a new one?
Nope, that would give you reagents.
Okay, that's a level 3 alchemist fire. So would that give me back 3 batches of reagents?
Yep.
Sweet. Glorious, glorious day.
And it's double damage.
And it's double damage. So that's 22 fire damage to her. And it splashes.
Okay, on Twin Talon, right?
No, to everybody basically but him.
It's 2 splash?
2 fire splash. She takes 22 and 2 persistent.
Oh, 2 persistent too. No big deal.
Nope.
All right. Well, that was your first action. Let's see what happens next.
Hee hee hee. I just want to check something real quick. Actually, that was 2 of my actions because I have to use Quick Alchemy to make it, and then I can throw it. I can't just draw it and throw it. I do have 1 left. I'm going to reposition. I'm going to scoot over here by everybody else and still by the downed golem.
All right.
So I'm right next to Chisani and a little bit north of Ooh. Brianna.
All right, Brianna, it is your turn.
Brianna is going to look at her shield and smack herself repeatedly with it.
How many actions is that?
5! 5!
Wow!
I have 5, don't worry about it.
That new archetype's doing great. So many actions.
Champion this! Okay. I don't know what you do. I'll go cry, bye. Knife sword, hold me.
There's 2 ladies to beat up. There's 2 bald ladies to beat up.
And there's a golem you can smash.
Can I smash it? Cool, I'm gonna focus on that then.
All right.
Brianna smash!
I was gonna say, Hulk has nothing on Brianna.
How's a 32?
That's a regular hit.
I don't... is that correct? Oh yeah, because it's a shield. Duh. Wait, for another 10 damage.
All right.
Does that count as a melee strike?
Yes, but it's bashing.
Yes.
I have a reaction called Topple Foe. I can attempt to trip them.
It's already on its back.
Not this one.
No, it is not. No, it is not. I'm sorry. Yeah, you can topple the foe.
I would love to topple the foe. I have to make an athletics check.
Okay, and that's versus their reflex DC, I'm assuming?
Just make the check. We'll find out.
Yeah, make the check. We'll figure it out.
24?
That would fail if it is reflex DC. Yep, that fails, unfortunately.
Okay, I tried.
That's okay. That's okay. Brianna, you have another action or 2 if you'd like.
Brianna notices something interesting and shiny on her right hand and remembers that she has a cinder claw gauntlet on, and she will punch it.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Until I look at my sheet.
Nice.
34.
That is a hit.
It better be if 32 hit earlier.
Yeah, that's a hit. I thought it was a crit for a second. I was just doing
that. What effects are on the...
on the golem?
Yeah.
It is currently slowed, restrained, flat-footed, entangled, and enfeebled.
Okay.
But that is a hit, Brianna.
Sounds good. For 16 damage.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, that's way better than the shield. I totally forgot about that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I completely forgot about it, too, until I was frantically looking at what to do.
You have 1 more action. You could just punch it again.
Yeah, but she'll smile up at it and then raise her shield and bang twice on it to keep its attention.
Okay, so you raise your shield. Ooh, it is your turn.
I'm going to swing at it. Nothing to do but swing at a bitch.
It being the golem, okay?
Yeah, 25.
Will hit because of all the minuses on there.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. 15 points of damage.
Would you like to describe your kill?
So, Ooh finally takes one good swing with her axe right at its glassy head, swinging through the glass like a baseball bat, and it just shatters everywhere. So the body just crumples, the brain just smatters into smithereens against a wall somewhere, I guess. And she turns around to the ladies and snarls.
Sploosh.
All right. I'll get to you later.
You have two more actions.
Yeah, which ladies are you talking about? There's ladies all over the place.
Well, first she kisses Brianna on the cheek.
What?
Wow. Okay.
Hey, girl.
Oh, wow.
And then she turns around and she snarls at the ladies. She strides up. That's two actions now. And she swings for a second time. 24.
Will miss.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right, back to Twin Talon.
Okay. So Twin Talon will... Which of the two in front look like they've been hit more? Can I tell? Well, no, the one up straight ahead of me was the one I've been fighting, right?
Yes. That one is the one that has a broken bow at this moment.
Okay. I'm just going to keep on that one just because I have the...
Debilitating strike.
That's it. The ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Yeah, so I've already put the debilitating strike on her, so I'll keep on that.
All right.
Flat-footed. 25 versus flat-footed AC.
25 versus flat-footed AC will miss. Nope. I lied. That will hit.
I was about to say.
Okay. Yeah, damn.
Sorry, I can't do math.
It's okay, neither can I.
Math hard.
Haha, math hard.
So many dice.
That's 35 damage. Not 35 dice, but 35 damage.
Okay. Gross.
Feels like 35 dice.
Feels that way, yeah. She's still up?
Yep.
Nothing to do but roll a 35 to attack.
That's a critical hit.
Okay.
Why?
All right, draw a card. Cracked rib. The target is fatwagged.
Fatwagged. Oh, boy. Okay. Double damage.
So, plus fatigue. But, in addition to the fatigue, they also take 60 damage. That's 6-0.
Fun.
And they die.
Forever.
Yeah, they do. Matt, would you like to describe your kill?
Sure. Twin Talon, he's used to using a short sword, so he just like jams the mace hard into their ribs a couple times until he hears them like crack and they collapse. And he looks at his mace, he's like, that's not working great. So then he just concentrates with his third action and he's going to turn it back into a short sword now that the golems are dealt with.
Okay. Knife sword, it is your turn.
Nope. Taisani's got to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lied. The stupid pterodactyl has to take a turn.
Don't talk about my friend like that.
I'm going to kill that pterodactyl.
I'm going to kill you.
I'm going after it now.
I'm come after you.
All right. So Taisani's going to go back here and hang out with Brianna.
Okay. Now it is Knife Sword's turn.
All right.
There are two more Scarlet Triad ladies. Scarlet Triad Fisherwomen.
Oh, I see. Is that a door?
That is a door, yes.
Okay. I'm going to do Chilling Darkness on her.
No, please?
The one through the door.
Yes, that's the one that's dazed, yes.
Oh! I'm going to use a hero point?
Yeah, you have it. Go ahead.
30?
Will hit.
Yay.
Nice.
A cold damage.
Boo.
16.
16 points of damage.
It's utterly cold. If they're a celestial, they take 5d6 evil damage as well. But don't tell Brianna.
Hmm?
Yeah, no, they're definitely not celestial. You moved and you shot, yeah?
But the Chilling Darkness is two actions.
Yeah, really. That's right, though. Okay, it is now my turn. I am dazzled. Everyone is concealed to me, which is great when you're an archer. So she's going to reload her crossbow and then, you know what? 2, 4, 6. There's six of you. I'm just going to roll a d6. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It is Brianna.
Haha, I don't know how I knew, but I wanted it to be me.
Now I have to make a flat check.
Oh, your check's so flat.
Just to see if I can even hit you.
You know, technically, if she's bedazzled, she should have rolled a d7 for the other person.
All right, that's a 14. So I can make the shot. Come on, make the shot. Against Brianna, oh, that's a natural.
Oh,
that's
bless.
21.
You know that is a critical failure, my friend.
That's my favorite thing. That right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, please give me a second to roll.
Did you say employees give me a second to roll?
Yep. Until the end of next turn, all range increment penalties are doubled. Misjudged the distance.
Which is nothing.
Yeah, nothing right now, because we're inside. So their third action will be to reload their crossbow. And all right. The one that is next to Ooh, who is deafened, sickened one now, and still wounded, is going to attempt to, or is going to reload their crossbow and shoot Ooh in the chest.
They just want to see my titties pop. That's what is really happening. They just keep shooting me in the chest, trying to get my titties to pop.
Well, you have a reaction, so you could take your attack of opportunity.
I don't think I can, because I had a reaction with Brianna before, and it hasn't gone back to my turn.
Oh, okay, thank you for being honest. I'm really bad at remembering things. Shot to the heart.
And Sean's to blame.
Does a 24 hit you?
No.
All right.
Bad name.
Reload the crossbow is the last action. Soraya, it is... Oh, they take 2 points of damage and fail the recovery roll because of the fire that is burning on them.
Good job, Foundry. Keeping Sean honest.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's. How are they looking?
Bald.
Not too terrible. Their pizza's more or less still in place.
Okay, fine. Then I am going to... I'm going to use double brew and make 2 dread ampules. So this way I can just throw them one after another. So these are moderate. Throwing one at her. Ugh, does a 22 hit with all of her penalties?
Which one is this?
The one right near Twin Talon and Ooh.
The one near Twin Talon and Ooh, go.
The one with all of the status penalties.
That will miss.
Damn. Does she get hit with the splash?
Yes.
It's 2 mental splash, okay. And she's going to throw the other one. Is a 33.
That will hit. Regular hit.
Okay. The target is frightened 1 and takes 2d6 mental damage.
Frightened 1. That's a new one.
Ugh. She takes 3 mental damage.
Okay. Takes the damage and is frightened 1. And is that your turn?
That is my turn, because I made 2 bombs and then I threw them.
Next up is Brianna.
Since it worked so well last time, Brianna is going to have a little glimmer of what look like Serenway's wings on her back as she yet again casts a divine tuning fork.
Design tuning fork.
Designs of the tuning fork. And once more says, may Serenre's light be the one to judge your soul. How is a 21?
That is a miss.
You know what? Take my hero point. There's no point in hoarding these right now, right? Let's just... Okay, take 2. Come on now. Oh, that's worse. Fuck.
Ow.
That's a nat 1.
You can't get a critical failure.
Yeah, we always use the better of the 2.
All right, so I missed.
You did.
Brianna will grumble and say, thanks, Damod. And then... and then move to flank. Can I? Yes, I can. Flank with Ooh, and then stabby stab.
Okay, stabby stab away.
Please stop being such a butt. I stab for 30.
Now that they're flat-footed, hang on. Flat-footed, enfeebled, deafened, bleeding, on fire. That is a hit.
Hell yeah.
Does a 25 hit?
A 25 does hit.
Okay, good.
Are you doing reactive murder?
No, that's your second attack for the round. It would actually be 5 lower, but it still hits, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, whoops. Well, take 19 points of damage.
I will take 19 points of damage.
You better.
I did.
And now I will do reactive murder.
Yeah, yes, you may. You may reactive murder.
I mean, unless they're dead.
That's what I thought for a second, but...
I'm assuming they will be soon.
I mean, I'm happy with either. If I can't use it because they're murdered already, they've been pre-murdered before I could reactively murder them.
Pre-murder can still get you killed?
Yep. That's a 36 to hit.
That's a crit.
Cool. I'm going to draw this card. Hope it's not the same card I've drawn 8 times. Piercing. Infection. Infection. The target must succeed at a fortitude save or contract filth fever.
It's because you're dirty.
Filthy fever.
I must succeed at a fortitude save against your class DC 26.
That is a failure.
Okay. So now I have filth fever.
You do.
Love it.
Ha ha.
And you take double damage.
Oh.
So that is 56 damage.
Holy shit.
Are they still alive?
Is that doubled? Okay, yes, that is doubled.
Yeah, that's already
yes,
doubled.
Yes, they are still alive.
Then I will put the precise debilitation on them so my further attacks do extra damage. I don't think they're going to get back to my turn, but just in case Ooh completely misses them 3 times, it'll be on there.
Ooh, it is now your turn.
I hope he dies. She dies. It dies. Whatever it is. 25 to hit.
That will hit.
All right, the mesh, 20 damage.
20 damage. They're still alive.
Yeesh. Strike again. Oh, 22.
We'll miss.
That's all right. We're going to strike again anyway. 27.
Hit.
Yeah, baby. Die for me. 18.
18 points of damage will kill them.
Yay! We did it, guys.
Good job.
Good job, everyone.
Whee!
Okay. There's still one left. Okay. It is now Twin Talon's turn.
So Twin Talon's going to whistle. Taisani's going to swoop into the room and kind of land behind the Scarlet Triad lady and whisper in her ear, "You gonna get fucked up." And then Twin Talon will step into the room.
That's not appropriate.
And attack her. She's flat-footed to me.
Yes. Of course she is. Everyone's flat-footed to Twin Talon.
Pretty much. Also, she's dazzled, so she would be anyway, but it helps to have a pterodactyl flanking. 37.
In a row?
Holy shit, dude.
37 is a critical hit.
All right. Pinhole. Double damage. Crit effect. The target takes 1 persistent bleed damage that can't be removed until the target is healed.
Yay.
Okay.
So we just leave her here. Just close the door and she'll die.
And that can't be removed. Without, yeah, okay. Slowly trickling.
Yep, so they also take 58 damage.
Ooh.
And I'm going to put precise debilitation on them.
Of course, why wouldn't you?
I mean, that's a great question. Why wouldn't I?
Seems logical.
Yeah, right. Rains repeat. And then he will, for his third action, he will attack the second time. 30 to hit?
That will hit regular.
Great.
Every time.
So that's 32.
Just hoping it gets to my turn.
Okay.
I'm done.
Hooray.
Knife sword, it's your turn.
Oh boy. Fireball.
Oh, what?
Yep. Why?
My poor pterodactyl. Wait.
I've never cast fireball before. I don't know what happened.
Oh, Jesus. Knife sword's just let's try this one out.
Oh my goodness. Okay. It is a 20-foot burst.
Oh no.
I can't see in the room, so maybe I'm missing you. Maybe.
Oh, there's no way for you to miss everyone in that room.
I don't care about me. I care about my pterodactyl.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
So the pterodactyl does get it, just so.
She's within 15 feet.
She's got a save. It's a reflex save.
Yeah, DC 28 reflex save.
Hey, if she's anything like Jasper, her stats aren't bad. Pretty good.
All right, let me try my reflex.
And her saves are plus 17 to everything, apparently, according to this.
Cool.
I should have said, like, fireball.
What is Taisani roll? Let's start there.
Why would we start there?
Well, isn't Taisani? I thought Taisani was getting liberated.
Yeah.
27.
27. So she's going to take the full 24 points of damage minus the 13 from liberation. All right, so let me damage Taisani for 24, and then I'm going to give her back 13.
Apologies on Taisani. I didn't realize she was in there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Likely story.
Do you fall asleep in between your turns? Is that what happens?
Oh, I don't, but Dark Sword does.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or Knife Sword, excuse me.
He should get checked out for narcolepsy.
He's just tired because you guys have run him through all of his magic. He's, like, ready to fall over.
So if I were to, roll a natural 1, I would just double that damage, right?
Correct.
Double damage. Knife Sword, would you like to describe your kill?
So the whole room just bursts into fire, and the bald lady just sort of, like, gets a surprised look on her face as she, like a cartoon, starts turning into ash from her feet up. So the surprise expression on her face is the last thing, and then it just plops the ground as ash.
Nice.
Okay, well, that combat is now over.
Woohoo!
I had so many fun things that I could have done, and you guys just took all of it away from me.
You think I'm not going to be ripping apart those golems for every alchemical thing I could find?
I know.
Sean, if we're good at one thing, it's ruining your fun.
That's true. That is not wrong. All right, well, we're back into exploration mode, as everything is dead here. What would you like to do, Soraya?
I'm ripping apart those golems looking for anything alchemical, magical I can find.
Okay. Brianna, what would you like to do?
How's everybody looking? See, make sure everybody's okay before I do anything else.
Twin Talon got poked a couple times.
Like 2/3 of health.
Who looks the worst?
I'm pretty good.
I got 2/3 of my health. I'm pretty good.
Okay, so Twin Talon, and?
I'm looking a little rough, but also very exhausted.
Okay, that is fair. How about Taisani?
Taisani was perfectly healthy before that. So your liberation did a lot of work. It saved over half the damage it was going to take. We've done it in the past. We've done like a healing train. So if you can work on me or if you work on either way, I'll take care of Taisani because she doesn't need that much.
Okay. Well, Darksword said that he was looking the roughest.
I thought he was just tired.
Yes.
It's actually Knife Sword. I messed up.
My bad.
Maybe that's my new title.
So Brianna is going to take care of Knife Sword. Ooh, what are you going to do?
Pull that other crossbow out of my titty and start examining the bodies.
Okay.
I can kiss it better, sweetheart.
Oh, yes, please.
Twin Talon, what are you doing?
Twin Talon will be applying burn salve to his pterodactyl.
Oh.
Okay. It smells like cooked chicken. And Knife Sword is getting healed. So... if Soraya, if you can give me an alchemy roll.
Okay.
Brianna, please give me a medicine check. And Ooh, which one are you looking at? Actually, you could probably look at both of them in this time. Soraya, as you dig around in here.
I got a 32 to my crafting check.
Okay. So you see that this is set up in a very weird way. There's definitely someone who kind of tinkered around to make this. You see that there are a bunch of empty vials in there and kind of like that spin in a circle. And above it, there is a nozzle that can inject what looks like pre-made alchemy concoctions. And as you trace the lines up, you see that they all go to that little fishbowl that was shattered and all the liquids are spread out amongst the floor.
She grumbles about wasting components and not recognizing the value in things. But she gathers up the empty vials because who knows, they might always be useful.
Yeah, sure. Haya, you rolled, what did you roll for your healing?
I rolled a 32, which I believe is a critical success.
Yep.
So Knife Sword gets 28 points of healing back.
Can I do one more quick thing in my turn?
Yeah.
I have one more batch of reagents left, so I will use that to quick alchemy a, what level is it? Moderate elixir of life to give to Ooh.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Knife Sword is completely healed. Still tired, but completely healed up. Ooh, you find the following items. 2 crossbows that look really well made. 2 short swords. Leather armor. Again, portable alchemist labs. Manacles, good, marked with the symbol of the Scarlet Triad. Keys to manacles. 2 more doses of Addlebrain. 2 more greater antidotes. 10 bolts each. And 16 more vials of scorpion venom.
Bag.
Gotcha. And then, Matt, you rolled to heal Taisani.
I did. I got a 23. I'm just trained. My mod's a 15, so I basically can't fail unless I roll a 1. So I think it's 2... not a professional healer like some people in the group. I don't do this a lot. I think it's 2d8. Is that right?
Yep. For level... yeah, first level is 2d8, unless you crit, and then it's 4, but you didn't.
8 healing for Taisani.
8 healing for Taisani.
I'd also like to point out, just for the record, that Brianna did 28 healing to Knife Sword and topped him off. I don't think he was the most hurt person here.
I did not.
I'm a sorcerer. I don't have that many hit points.
By volume? I mean, I don't know.
Well, is it metric or is it imperial? That's the question if we're talking about volume.
That's the big question. Yeah, yeah.
I asked who was the most hurt. I got an answer. So that's what I went off of.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone's actually upset at you. It's just funny.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I think Sean backed up that answer. He's like, yeah, Knife Sword's the most hurt. Oh, Sean.
If only there was a recorded medium that we could go back and listen.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Well, so yeah, Saraya goes over to Ooh and is like, here, this should help. It should make you feel better.
This bud's for you. So 33 points of healing. Doesn't quite top Ooh off, but definitely helps her out. You guys have, that took about 10 minutes. There's two rooms you haven't even opened the doors in. There's another body that you can explore. There's these work tables that you can all look at that Twin Talon is near.
I don't feel comfortable with you, with what you say, explore that body. They're dead, Sean. Leave them be. All right?
Okay.
Their body's not a wonderland, no matter how much of that music you listen to.
I mean, John Mayer said it was.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're going to end today's episode.
Oh, Jesus. On a John Mayer note?
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Eye Podcast. Background sound effects provided by Sirenscape. Because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Age of Ashes Adventure Path are all copyright of Paizo Publishing. Please visit them at paizo.com for more information.